Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to protecting your family financially, trust Zurich. Get the advice you need from a financial broker today.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio app.
Now, the Dublin City Manager has said he will proceed with plans to change the way private cars can travel through the capital city next month. The first phase of the measures will come into effect from August 25th and will see a number of restrictions on private cars using the parts of the North and South Quays between 7am and 7pm Monday to Sunday. However, private cars will be able to travel across the Liffey Bridges as before, and all other routes on the Quays and the city will remain the same. For further reaction to this evening, I'm joined in studio by Green Party Councillor for Dublin South West Inner City, Michael Pidgeon, and also the Chief Executive of Dublin Town, Richard Guiney. And you're both very welcome to Drive Time this evening, and it's something we've been discussing on the programme in detail recently. Richard, your reaction to this plan going ahead next month, but scaled back?
Yeah, look, I think the debate has become a bit too polarised and ideological. You know, we know that there's going to be less vehicle movements in the city. We know that, you know, less vehicles can improve trade and footfall, but only when it's done properly. And I think there's lessons that haven't yet been learnt from the Capel Street experience. So footfall has risen there, but, you know, a lot of traders are unhappy because of issues around deliveries or deliveries out of premises for the likes of takeaway services, etc. So I think there's lessons to be learnt in that. We'd had good engagement with the council in May, you know, at a workshop between the business community and the council. And I still think in terms of the logistical issues, I still think there's more for us to do to get it right. So I think I would have welcomed,
You wanted it delayed or deferred.
Yeah, I think if it had gone ahead in January, I think it would have given us the opportunity to iron up maybe some of those issues and also to bring people on board with us, because I do think it's really important. This is the first element of quite an extensive programme. And, you know, we're all looking forward to the pedestrianisation, the creation of a plaza and College Green. And I think we do need to bring people with us. And, you know, certainly I think there's still a lot of nervousness amongst the business community. And I think people's backs are getting up when we really need to be keeping people on board.
And these are not just your concerns, as you mentioned. There were the employers group IBEC, as well as the businesses you represent, the Dublin City Traders Alliance, and the Minister of State of the Department of Enterprise, Eimear Higgins, had all called for this plan to be paused. What will be the immediate impact of it, do you think, now, Richard?
Well, look, I think it's a really important message to get out that the city's still accessible and, you know, people still will be able to get in, they'll be able to get to the car parks, etc. Our real concerns are around, the logistical issues around deliveries and to and from premises.
Yes.
And that's one that I still think there's a bit of more work to be done to iron out.
Also with us, as I mentioned, Green Party Councillor Michael Pidgeon. You're happy this evening. And if people are confused by it, Michael, you say you can explain it to me very clearly and to our listeners what's going to happen next month.
Well, here's going. Here's hoping anyway. It's essentially a no straight ahead sign on Burgh Quay and a no straight ahead sign on Aston Quay. That's it.
Okay.
And I think the difficulty and the reason why I'm glad that we're pushing ahead with this is because there's always kind of been two plans. There's the plan on paper, and then there's the plan that has existed in the minds of some people that amounts to a car ban or a total restriction. And it just has never existed, and certainly in this watered down version of it, doesn't exist. I think it's basically, fundamentally, a measure to try and cut through traffic and improve the bus. And for the vast majority of people who come into Dublin City Centre, whether they're working, tourists, shopping, coming in for a drink, whatever it is, the majority of them get the bus or public transport, and this will only help and improve that.
The Minister for Transport and your Green Party leader, Eamon Ryan, was on Drive Time earlier this week warning against diluting or delaying this Dublin City Centre transport plan. He said it was designed to reduce traffic congestion and to improve public transport in the city. And despite calls, as I mentioned, from Junior Minister Eimear Higgins for a delay, he was saying council funding could be at risk over such a delay. Is that what prompted this decision to go ahead from Dublin City Council this evening?
No, I don't think so. I think the Chief Executive wanted to give business groups and others a fair shake and allow them to kind of make their case. In the end, I actually ended up coordinating a letter with party political leaders of all the groups on Dublin City Council. We got every single political party representing more than 80% of councillors on the council to say to Richard Shakespeare, push ahead with this plan. Now, I've been in the council 5 years. You generally can't get 80% of councillors to agree in the time of day, but they did agree that they want to push ahead with this plan, because the more you look at it, the more you realise it makes sense. And it is certainly very, very far from the scare story you might hear from some groups.
Well, an assessment carried out on behalf of the Traders Alliance, made up of Retail Excellence Ireland, the Restaurants Association, car park owners and retailers, Brown, Thomas and Arnott's, spoke about €141 million in losses, potential losses in retail spending when the plan is fully in effect in 2028, and 1,700 retail job losses as a result as well. This could be devastating. And you've heard concerns from Richard Guiney, who I'll speak to again in just a moment. What do you say to that?
Yeah, I read that report and it was nonsense.
Richard.
Absolute nonsense. And there was a senior academic, Barry Rowntree, who did a kind of a very good takedown of that that I thought was very clear. That report relied on the assumption that about two-thirds of people coming into town in the morning were there solely to come shopping. It was nonsense.
Let's ask Richard Guiney. Absolute nonsense, Richard, says Councillor Michael Pidgeon.
Well, it wasn't our report, so I don't think it's one that I really should be commenting on.
You share some of those concerns, though, don't you? Aren't you pointing to losses or potential losses, significant ones?
I think the key issue is bringing people with us, and I think it's become very much an ideological discussion. And I still think that there's more of the detail that we need to work through. So I think in terms of we've done our own analysis and our own research. The public are, you know, by a factor of about 2-1 in favour of the proposals. But I still think that there's more to be done in terms of the bring the business community with us on the journey. And also, as I say, those logistical issues that are still problematic on Capel Street haven't been resolved. And I think it's really important that people are brought with us on, you know, and that those kind of nitty-gritty concerns are also taken into account, because they're the things that make a big difference for businesses on the ground.
Michael, you believe this is better for public transport and for air quality in Dublin City?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's why I'm keen to push ahead with it, because any further months of delay would mean months more of people who are doing the right thing, who are getting the bus, being stuck on the quays in traffic. A study of the corner of O'Connell Street and the quays found that private cars accounted for moving about 2% of mm-hmm. people. And by my count, it's more than 50% of the traffic. Okay. So it's a no-brainer to me.
I mentioned Eamon Ryan warning the council about the future of its funding, or losing funding over delaying this plan. What did you make of that intervention by Minister of State Eimear Higgins saying that the plan should be delayed?
I found it a bit bizarre, to be honest. I've also seen constituent emails that have gone to her where she's come back saying, I fully support the plan. So I'm not 100% sure what her position was. But I got to say that I'm glad that the chief executive of the city council has decided to push ahead with this and stick to his guns, rather than kowtow to kind of lobbying by some groups which unfortunately were mostly led by car park owners who don't have the city's best interests at heart.
Richard, as part of this announcement this evening, a working group is to be established to monitor the impact of these changes and how it goes from next month. How do you feel about that? Have you confidence in that, and that your concerns will be taken on board as we go along? Will you have members as part of that working group? Do you know?
Yeah, look, I think it's really, we'll obviously have to wait and see the colour of the working group, but I do welcome the mechanism for having a review and taking into account the kind of issues that can arise. I think, like, obviously on the run up to Christmas, it's a vital part of the year for traders, so I don't think we've much scope for getting it wrong. But we'll certainly play our part in the process there.
Okay, well, the first phase of measures coming into effect from August 25th is something we'll be talking about again on Drive Time. But for now, this evening, thank you to Dublin Town's Richard Guiney and Green Party Councillor Michael Pidgeon for joining us on Drive Time.